The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donnie Football Friday, Bob Pompiani in with us, City Limits, Austin Bechtold to my left. I've never been happier. It's been one of the most enjoyable shows of my entire career, even though Bob was late. Bob, you have to move back a little. Your head's too big in the thing. We're going to try to go where nobody's ever gone before on this station. We're going to have a draft. Oh, we've done that many times. Everybody's done that. But here's the draft. Cleveland Browns players since 1999, since they returned to the league, you have to take three offensive players and three defensive players. Are those rules clear, Bob?
That should be easy, but with this franchise, not so much.
And one of those offensive players has to be a quarterback?
And one of those offensive players has to be a quarterback. That's the only stipulation. Three offense, three defense in any order, but you got to take one quarterback. Then we're going to put it up on social media to see who won. Donnie drew the first pick. I tried to trade for it. I'm the number three pick, Bob.
And I thought about it.
Yeah, he thought about it, but he didn't do
There's a lot of pressure always being the first pick.
So it's going to be a snake draft. Donnie's first, Bob is second, I'm third. Then Limits gets two picks, and we head back down. Everybody understand the rules. Are there any questions? Bob?
No.
Limits?
No, I think
we're
good.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
So three offensive, one has to be a quarterback.
That didn't sound right.
Three defensive. Do we pick a special teams player?
No. Now he's complicated.
If we would, it'd be Josh Cribbs and no one else would
pick anyone else. Don't mention any names before the draft, Bob.
Okay, sorry. I violated a rule.
Who's you already violated a rule.
What if I wanted to take Josh Cribbs?
Obviously, he was an
all right.
Can you believe this? Donnie.
We're being sabotaged. We're having draft breakdown.
Go ahead, Donnie.
So I feel like there's one side of the football here that is a lot more limited than the other side, even with the Browns. I have to go Myles Garrett here with the first pick.
Thank you very much for being first.
So I can't blame you for that.
I'm going Myles Garrett because he's the best defensive player they've had since 2000. It's easy.
Myles Garrett is off the board. Bob, it's your pick.
Well, I was hoping you would not do that. But since you did, I'm going to have to go quarterback because there aren't many good ones in this organization. What?
Nothing.
You're looking at me like that. I'm going to take, now is this based on an entire career or just their time in Cleveland?
Time in Cleveland. Okay. That's actually a very good question.
That is a good question.
I'm going to take Derek Anderson. I don't know.
Horse balls.
What?
He was a Pro Bowl player. Can anyone else say that in the quarterback position? What are you laughing about? What am I supposed to do?
Joe's about to pass out.
Bob, I'd like to thank you for that. That might be the worst pick since the Chargers took Ryan Leaf.
If you took, what am I going to do?
You're going to take a guy who's bound for the Hall of Fame, as I'm going to take with the third pick now, Mr. Joe Thomas.
That's a phenomenal pick.
But you have to pick a quarterback, correct?
Yeah.
So you stayed away from it. Both of you did. I had to pick one.
As of all the guys who played there, I stay away from Browns quarterbacks until I have to pick them.
Okay, but isn't that the most important position on the table?
It might be. Limits?
Limits gets back to back here.
Yeah, I don't feel necessarily great about my chances here. I thought Joe Thomas would maybe slip.
So did Myles Garrett, but no.
With the fourth pick, I will select Joe Hayden at cornerback.
Good pick.
Yeah, I think so. Donnie, you like that
pick? Yeah, and very good for the Steelers, too, the twilight of his career.
Sure.
That was always a gift, I thought, that the Browns gave them
by
cutting that guy loose.
That was manna from heaven. All right, very good.
With my next pick, I will also take a quarterback, but I will not make the mistake that Bob made.
Baker Mayfield. Okay.
I
look at Anderson's 1 year that if you're going to base it on just their time in Cleveland,
Bobby,
go right ahead.
Bobby made a horrible mistake, and it's okay.
And Joe wanted Baker, so I snatched him up right before you could take him.
You're right, I did. I think there's an obvious pick here, too, Donnie.
Yeah?
I'm going to build my team around Joe Thomas blocking for Nicholas Chubb.
He was going to be my pick first, but then I worried about those quarterbacks.
Bob, you're up. Nobody gave me credit for Nick Chubb.
I like Nick Chubb.
It fell flat.
Before the Nick Chubb injury, I thought he was up there with like Derrick Henry as best running back in football.
If I didn't take Baker, I was going to take Chubb.
Limits made two unbelievable picks for being last in the draft.
But last
He's building a nice team.
When you have two, and you're going to go line versus like if you had about four quarterbacks that made sense, it would be difficult, but they don't.
Bob, this is a big pick for your team because you're headed down a very dark path.
I know I am, but I also don't remember a lot of their careers in Cleveland. They're all forgettable. So
you had the whole break to study, and instead you left. I don't know where you went.
No, I went to look at their rosters, and I couldn't find many that stood out to me.
All right. Your pick.
Oh, Lord. I'm trying to think of all their wide receivers. How many did make an impression? Here we go. I'm going to go David Njoku. What do I have? Where do you want me to go? I mentioned Josh Cribbs. Fine. You're not taking special teams players.
That's a good pick there, Bob. That's a good pick.
All right. David Njoku it is. Donnie, you get
back
two.
Back to me.
And
I get back
right
to
back,
back
to
here.
Bob.
I am going to go wide receiver here. Here's somebody who
may
have slipped through the cracks. Do you know where I'm going?
Do you know where he's going?
I think I do.
You're not going Dennis Northcutt, are you?
I'm going to go with Braylon Edwards.
Ooh.
Oh, not where I thought.
I thought he was really good in his time in Cleveland. He was on that team in 07. That is
incorrigible,
very close
Donnie.
To making it to the postseason, and he was a key player to do so.
All right. I commend you for that. You get another pick now.
Oh, yeah, I do get back-to-back here. I'm going to knock out another defensive player because I don't think there is a huge list to choose from. And I'm going to go with a former Steeler here, Earl Holmes.
How about that one, Bob? Huh?
It wasn't even on my radar.
You're on the clock, Bob. Good luck to you.
Okay, I'm trying to think now if I want to go.
Bob's turning into the Vikings of the 2000s.
I'm going to go. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Jack Conklin.
That's a nice pick, Bob. Very nice pick, and I'm desperately proud of you. I'm taking Joel Bitonio, who's been to – how many All-Pros does he have, Donnie? Like six?
He does. He and Conklin have been the only really two guys, aside from Thomas, who stand out. So
yeah, I'm taking –
Well, wait.
What?
That would be three offensive players, Joe, and you haven't taken a quarterback.
Boom, you're
Ooh,
done.
That's
Cannot
true.
Do it. Penalty, you violated your own game.
Wait, so what happens
ding,
to
ding,
me?
Ding, 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 ding.
Do I have to do that? I have to put him back in the draft then?
Yes, yeah. You have to put him back.
You have to retract it. You have to run back up to the guy with
That's
the
why I took a quarterback, because I knew there weren't many of them in Cleveland.
Stop trying to justify
you
Derek
might have
Anderson.
To pass your
take
pick.
Jeff Garcia, go ahead.
I can't. What do you mean I have a five-man team now?
Why don't you take Deshaun Watson? He's available.
Yeah,
all right,
he's available.
Then I'm taking a quarterback here. I will.
Take a quarterback.
Johnny Football.
Oh, Jesus.
Your team automatically.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, jeez.
Bobby's going to have new life on this team. Plus,
I don't think so. He was horrific.
Plus, I'm going to make sure
you made
sober.
Fun of me and you took him.
You may as
well take him Watson because at least he has more time to make you look better.
This team is going to be unbelievable, Donnie. I'm making sure he's sober. He had a great game here, remember? 300-plus yards.
That was about the only one he did have.
Limits, you're up. You get two picks. My draft took a horrible turn there, Bob. I made an illegal pick and then Johnny Football.
And I'm going to pick up the pieces and take Joe Batonio right out from under you.
You know, you're sitting in a nice position, always getting two picks over there.
And I'm going to take a man who might be forgotten because he only had a peak of a couple years, but he will forever be remembered on the Madden video game, Peyton Hillis.
Good running back.
But what a pick. I think that's the pick of the draft by limits. Do you, Donnie?
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's a good sneaky pick.
It was my next pick until you took him, so now you're – is it me?
No, it's me. Bob is dreading his next pick. All right, I got to go defense here, and I can't believe he's still on the board. No one will give me credit here because it feels like everybody's against me in this draft. I'm going to take Denzel Ward.
That was my pick, too.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
You're getting to the point
him.
Now where you're making, they don't have many opportunities on this franchise.
If you would have taken Batonio, I would have taken Ward.
I think he's a wonderful pick, and he also will help Johnny stay on the straight and narrow. Johnny Football. Bob, you're up. Big pick for you. I love that sound.
Joe Hayden's gone. Ward's gone. Did anyone take Jabril Peppers? Can I take him?
You can take him.
He's on your
team,
Bob.
He has not been taken.
He's on your team. Jabril Peppers. Congratulations. Donnie, you have two picks.
Why does he get two picks?
Because he's at
the top. I'm the only one who's had not two picks.
It works back around.
Bob, you're getting another one in 2 seconds here. You better do some research.
Okay, so I have Garrett, Holmes, and Edwards. So I have two defensive guys. I have only one on offense. I'm going to take my third defensive guy here. Maybe not as well known, certainly not as well known for his time in Cleveland, but he did spend the twilight of his career there. How about Willie McGinnis as my third defensive
player?
He's
on my list, but if you look at, I don't know how much of his twilight career was all that good, though. That's the only
thing.
He was on a pretty good team there. They went 10-6 with him 1 year.
He was part of that.
Yeah. I think he had an interception return for a touchdown in this stadium. All right, Donnie, your fifth pick. We have to move now.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave quarterback, I think, to the end just for fun of it. So my next pick, I'm gonna go with Alex Mack, who was the center for the Browns.
That's
for a
brilliant pick.
Yeah. He was on the Joe Thomas.
He broke
team
his leg
pretty
and
much
that sort
the whole
of,
time
yeah.
with him.
Congratulations on that pick, Donnie. I'm proud. Limits, you proud of him for that?
Very. I'm scrambling now.
Bob? I forget how many picks I've made here.
You've made five.
Who do I have?
You've taken
Anderson,
three offense,
Peppers,
you got to go
Conklin.
Defense. Yeah, you got to go all defense here. I went the Chris Webber route and called a timeout when I didn't have a timeout there with Batonio.
I'm going to go, I guess, Olivier Vernon.
Your thoughts there, Joe? You're just staring over
I mean, I don't
me.
Know. I mean, what's left?
Olivier Vernon.
Didn't he play there?
He was there for a couple of years.
Lawrence Olivier. Okay.
You want me to switch it?
No, you can take him.
Under duress, I'll switch if you want.
No, I'm going to go TJ Ward, the hard-hitting safety.
Yeah, I like him too, but not as much as I did Vernon.
My team is almost done. Limits, you finish your team here.
Oh, man.
And then we do a dramatic reading of each of our teams.
Well, then I think it circles back once more because I still need to pick a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But Limits is done.
You're going to pick Jeff Garcia.
Yeah.
I can look into your eyes and
this will be his last go.
Jeff Garcia.
But there's who else is left?
You're We're go not telling.
We can't say the names.
You're throwing names out there, Bob. Limits, you better go.
I will go with Sheldon Richardson and Larry Ogunjobi.
There you go. Why don't you just pick Orpheus Roy to make it a complete Pittsburgh?
Oh, Limits, you were on such a hot streak, and then it all came crashing
I didn't know who
down.
Else to take on defense. Their defense sucks in the 21st century.
Is it back to me?
No, it's back to me, and I'm desperately, and I mean desperately, looking for a defensive player. I guess I'll have to take Robert Griffith. At least I have hard-hitting safeties.
Yeah.
Remember him?
I thought you were going to – well, no, I'm not going to say the name because I don't know where Bob's at on defense.
Bob, you're up, and you have to take a defensive player. I regret
so you took T.J. Ward already?
Yeah, and Robert Griffith. No relation to Nancy Griffith. You know her, Donnie, the famous folk singer?
All right,
say I do.
I don't know, because, again, I'm trying to figure out how many years these guys spent there. I'll go Joe Schobert, who used to be very good at his time. I don't know who's
That's
left.
What I said. I'd take Joe Schobert, but jokingly.
You know what? He was an all-pro, second-team all-pro for them 1 year,
right.
Donnie.
Before he came here, he was actually pretty good, I thought.
Well, that's a good pull.
I think
in the last round.
That might be your best pick, Bob.
By Bob. Okay,
all right,
so
Donnie, finish
me.
Up.
And yep. I have to go with who was your quarterback, Joe?
Johnny Football.
Oh, that's right. We're going to laugh about it, but I'm going to go Tim Couch. He's just sitting there. And
on this couch.
Sitting on the couch.
Yeah, I mean, and he realistically, given what some of the quarterbacks looked like in Cleveland, I think he's one of the better options.
How long did Garcia play there? Because I was thinking about him originally.
Too long.
So was I. I think he was only there for like 2 years, though, I want to say.
That's all the problem. Most of these guys are not there more than
– Yeah, I'm going to –
Like Myles Garrett's the longest – tenured, and you go first, so you get him.
He was only there for the 04 season.
Okay, well, that, I don't
10 touchdowns,
that.
9 picks. So, I mean, Couch threw for 11,000 yards there, 64 touchdowns.
What did Derek Anderson, my quarterback, do? Total
horse
career?
Not much, but he had a hell of a year. He did have one good year.
That's what I remember.
Yeah, he should have taken Baker, but I think he had a hell of a year, Bob.
I think he had more than 1 year there, but the 1 year was a Pro Bowl year, at least. On paper, it'll say that on its
All right, the teams are out. Limits, put the tape recorder on here. We're each going to make a dramatic reading of our starting lineup, and then and then we're going to put it out, I think, in two parts on social media.
I made a flub of my pick. I wanted to pick DaQuell Jackson, who had 4 seasons of over 100 tackles, and then I realized that I forgot.
What did Joe Schobert have? Didn't he have a few seasons of over 100 tackles?
You picked the one-hit wonders, Bob. He was good 1 year.
I thought old Daylon McCutcheon was going to get picked. Yeah. He hit an interception
I was
every
also
time he played
How long
the Steelers?
Did Jadeveon Clowney play there? Just 1 year? 2 years.
That would have been a nice pick. Donnie,
I didn't even think
even
of him.
For one
but
year.
I thought he was only there very briefly, so I can't remember.
The Larry Ogunjobi pick brought the house
How about
down.
That? Joe, right, who was your last pick?
My last pick was Robert Griffith.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, for all of us, this was slim pickings. I'm giving us all of us a break here. Your Browns team since 99, you had to take 3 offense, 3 defense, and a quarterback. Flick on the tape recorder, Donnie. I mean, limits, as we each make a dramatic reading of our team.
I don't remember my second or third offensive player now. What did I pick?
You picked.
Wait, you picked Njoku. Was that him?
Oh,
you picked
right.
Anderson, Njoku, yeah. Conklin,
okay.
Peppers. All right, Donnie, announce your team.
My team on offense, the quarterback is Tim Couch. My other two offensive players are Alex Mack and Braylon Edwards. My defense, Myles Garrett, Earl Holmes, and Willie McGinnis. We're just going to get after the quarterback. There's zero time for them to pass the football.
Bob, your team, and then kind of like what he just said, the theme of your team. How are you
going to
win?
The theme is confusion. It's going to be just trying to outsmart or out-hex the other team. Derek Anderson is my quarterback. I have David Njoku is going to catch passes from him. I also have Jack Conklin, who's going to block for both. And then on the defensive side, I'm going to come at you with Joe Schobert, who is a tackle machine in the middle, flanked by Olivier Vernon, yes, indeed, and Jabril Peppers.
Jabril Peppers.
Oh, I can't wait to hear yours.
All right, I have a hell of a ball club here. Running things is Johnny Football.
Johnny Football.
Johnny Football.
He takes Johnny Manziel.
He's going to be handing the ball to Nicholas Chubb, and he's going to have Joe Thomas blocking for him, and then defensively we're coming at you with 3 hitters, all in the secondary. Denzel Ward, TJ Ward, no relation, and neither related to Hines Ward, and Robert Griffith are my 3
That means
defenders.
There's going to be a whole bunch of territory available before you even get to the secondary.
That's right.
So you're going to run right down their throats.
Yeah.
Can't get anything underneath.
Peyton Hillis is going to kill me. All right, who you got here? Limits.
Leading the squad is Baker Mayfield with Joel Bitonio blocking for him and Peyton Hillis. And defensively, we're stopping the run, baby, with Sheldon Richardson and Larry Ogunjobi up front and Joe Hayden on the back end. Barely missing the squad was Josh Gordon, who had an incredible
I had him
season.
Yeah, that was a good
Josh
yeah.
Gordon was somebody, yeah. There.
And I had Josh Cribbs as an offensive player listed. He still had over 1,000 yards receiving.
Yeah.
He would have been a good pick. All right, in all of our honest opinions, who has the best team? Donnie, who do you think has the best team?
I actually do like what Austin has on offense because I think he has the best.
He has a good offense.
He has the best quarterback to take because Baker Mayfield, I think, was clearly the best quarterback of the options. I mean, he has an offensive lineman who I think stacks up with the one that I have, doesn't quite stack up to Joe Thomas. And then, you know, I went receiver, he went running back there, so it's kind of a pick your poison. I just think with quarterback, though, he definitely has the best one.
I think defense limits
on his side can
do
some work.
Yeah, I will concur. I think he does. But he also had like multiple picks every time we went to him, which is unfair, and the whole system is just out of control.
Well, let's let the people decide, and we'll be back in a moment with our picks for the weekend. I'm interested to see who won last weekend. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking? Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Bob, this is your first Donnie Football, or is it your second Donnie Football Friday? Didn't you guys do it in place of
yeah,
me?
Yeah, we did it the one time when you weren't here.
So we have picks. We have picks coming up here. First, I want to hear our season record and last week's record. Let's do that first, Limits.
All right, Donnie went 3-5 last week. He's now 24-33. Joe, you went 5-3. You picked up some ground.
Yeah.
Of course. 25-34 on the
Donnie,
season, though.
After a week, I was 7 games behind you. I've cut all of that out. I'm ahead of you.
I mean, I'm terrible in the college games.
You're making up ground. I went 3-5 like Donnie. I'm 28-31.
What am I?
You are 25-34.
Why would you want him to repeat
back.
That?
I'm only 3 games back. I'm hot, Bob. I was like 15 games under 500. All right, let's do this week's games, and we'll go Donnie, Bob, me, and Limits.
All right, a lot of games, so we got to hurry. Iowa State and Arizona State is the Big 12 championship. Arizona State's favored by 1.5.
I'm going to go Arizona State. They know that they can just punch their ticket with the win. They're in as of right now. They're going to win.
I go Iowa State. I like their team. I think they're gonna give them everything they can handle and win fairly comfortably.
I go Arizona State because I love Tempe, Arizona. I got a haircut there once, and the barber knew Jake Plummer.
Oh, very nice. I have Arizona State as well, punching its ticket. Winner gets into the playoffs. Similar to the SEC championship, Georgia and Texas, Longhorns favored by 2.5.
I'm going to go with Texas to win the rematch here. I know Georgia beat them up in the first matchup, but I will take the Longhorns here.
Man, I mean, how many games in the last 4 years or so has Georgia actually lost? And it always seems to be to a good team like Alabama or this year Ole Miss. I'm taking Georgia here, coming up fresh off an 8 overtime win. Remember that one, Donnie?
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Riveting against Georgia Tech.
Bob? Georgia Tech gave it all they had. I'm going to take Georgia in this as well. I think the experience in these kind of big games are going to help them. Texas is a very good team, but I like Georgia.
I don't think Carson Beck's that good, but I do think that Georgia is able to pull one off once again against Texas. And being in Atlanta helps. Clemson, SMU, ACC championship game in Charlotte. SMU's favored by 2.5. Win and you're in.
I'm actually going to go with Clemson here. I think it would be awesome. I don't think this will end up happening, but I think it'll be awesome if Clemson wins. SMU bumps Alabama out of the conversation. But I think they would just screw SMU in that case because the NCAA will do anything they can to get Alabama in the playoff.
Is SMU, are there any major injuries this week for them? I don't think so.
Not that I know of.
I'm picking them. I've seen them a couple times. They're pretty dynamic.
They're fast is what they are. And I don't think Clemson can keep up with them. And SMU right now is. And the thing about this, if SMU wins, for that matter, Clemson, one ACC team. That's it.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 0% financing on all Chevy EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd, high of 32, cloudy skies.
I got Clemson. All right, Penn State, Oregon. Oregon's favored by 3.5, Big Ten championship.
James Franklin in a big game. We know how this is going to go. Oregon's going to win and big.
I agree, Bob.
I think they're going to win, but not that. I think Oregon's talented and they'll win, but it won't be a blowout.
I think Penn State will keep it at least with a 3-point game. I don't know if they're going to win, but I will say the 3.5 goes under. Chiefs and Chargers in Kansas City. Chiefs are favored by 4.
Chargers are going to win this football game outright on Sunday night. The celebration for Kansas City winning the division will have to wait another week. Give me L.A. with the points.
Certainly L.A. is going to cover. I agree with every syllable and half syllable Donnie just uttered.
Not so fast. Ooh. Kansas City's about to stretch out and flex, and you're going to see it at the expense of Mr. Jim Harbaugh.
Give me the lightning bolt, Chargers. Bengals, Cowboys. Bengals are favored by 5 on Monday Night Football.
I can't trust the Bengals defense to do anything right, but I think Joe Burrow will just score too many points against the Cowboys. So, through gritted teeth, Cincinnati minus 5.5.
Who's the Cowboys quarterback in this one? Cooper?
Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush still.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
what does that say about Trey Lance? He just sits there.
I know. I'll take the Bengals.
The Bengals only because of what you just said.
Steelers-Browns. Here we go. The big one. 6.5-point favorite.
I think the Steelers are going to bury them in this rematch. I think they're going to make it a point and make a statement against Cleveland. Official score, I'll go 31-10, 28-10, something in that ballpark.
Which one's your pick, Donnie?
Which one's your pick, Donnie?
I'll go 28-10. Steelers win on Sunday.
I go 34-13. It's an organizational win. One organization is fairly stable and at least wins more than it loses. The other one's one of the biggest jokes in the history of the National Football League. They just clinched their 22nd losing season since they came back into the league. It was their Super Bowl a few weeks ago, and they only won in Cleveland because Mike Tomlin and Artie Smith decided it was a great idea to have their red-hot starting quarterback watching from the sidelines with the game on the line so their backup could throw one 30 yards down the field.
It's not exactly a short answer to your direction.
The Steelers are going to win this big time, and TJ Watt's going to make a big statement with, yes, you read it here first, Bob, 4 sacks, 34.
I'm going to remember that. I'm going to say 31-10. I think it's all going to be Steelers. I think this rematch, the way it is, the way Cleveland played on Monday, short week, look out.
I've been saying all week it'll be Steelers by 10. I'm going to predict them by 9, 23-14. Steelers win it.
That was wonderful, Limits, and we appreciate your efforts. Bob,
thank you.
We appreciate yours as well to make
good
it
to
in
see
here
you guys.
Today. You said the Cower interview. When can we catch that?
Yeah, that's tonight, 5 and 6. We'll have two different versions, and we'll play it again over the weekend in our pregame show, which is 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, prior to the NFL Today, prior to the game, and then 2 hours postgame with Chris Hoke and yours truly.
Does he seem like a happy man at this point in his life,
Oh, he
Bob?
Is so happy.
67
so
years
happy.
Old? Yeah.
So happy. And we were talking. I said, every time I see you ask this question, I got to believe one. He said, I never, honestly, when I got this job, I loved it to the point where I would never have gone back to coaching. I thought within the first 5 years he would. Like, he'd have some offer that would just, he said, no. He loves it. Got a great platform. Why wouldn't you?
Do you think he has said to you that he never seriously considered team?
Never seriously considered.
That's fascinating to me. Donnie, you're a wonderful man. This was a Donnie Football Friday that we shall never forget. We went
date
a lot of places.
Date night with the bearded wonder.
Date All night three. With the bearded wonder. You won a steak dinner that
oh,
Bob
did.
Is paying
at my
for.
My expense, apparently. Yeah.
Thanks to Quincy Morgan. All three of you guys are wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Name the restaurant. Name. I'm going to control how much ounce you steak you take. Though. You're not going to get away with 22 ounces.
I'd go
tell
to
you
Ruth's
that right
Chris
here.
If I were
the
you.
Old 96er yeah. like John Candy.
Yeah. Like John Candy. All right, you guys.
Have
we'll
a good
talk
weekend.
On Bob. We'll see you on Monday. We're going to have
sir.
A lot to talk about one way or the other. I think we're going to be talking about a smashing Steeler victory. Healthy roster. Herbig, Highsmith, Watt all together for a game. Highly motivated team bringing in this crap franchise from Cleveland in for a slaughter. I think, at Acrisure Stadium. They're just being led to slaughter. Did I mention they're on a short week coming off a game in Denver? Yes, that's the way we all see it. Goodbye, and thank you, Limits.
Have a wonderful week.
Good night.